Well, good morning to everyone. I have an application on my phone from the History Channel entitled This Day in History. Now, most every morning, I open up the app and I read about the different things that happened in history on that particular day. I find the readings about these events interesting. The subjects include various events in news, sports, technology, politics, art, literature, movies, and notable birthdays. Usually, there are a few upbeat historical articles to read. But, unfortunately, there are invariably articles dealing with very heavy events in history. Articles on wars, natural disasters, military battles, famines, pandemics, mass murders, riots, all types of tragedies seem to be the benchmarks of history. So many of these events in history deal with death, with heartache, events that have caused and continue to cause countless tears. It's very depressing to think about all of the heartache man's inhumanity to man has caused. It made me think of how humanity has messed up God's creation in so many, many ways. Reading about all of this tragedy can be depressing, and it can make a person consider not reading about it at all. But reading about all the human tragedies makes me appreciate the fact that there is definitely a brighter day coming. Jesus talked about a new and a better day coming. Jesus talked about a new world order when he is truly King of Kings. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John wrote down the things he saw that were to come in the future. In chapter 21, John wrote down his glorious depiction of the future. He said this, quote, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first earth had passed away. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.'" Yes, brethren, the history of man is littered with a stream of endless, senseless tragedies, most of which are self-inflicted. But let us take heart that thankfully, eventually, history will not be marked only by human tragedy, but by God's glory, because the old will have passed away. Amen.